She'd be like Jackie, stoic in her widowhood, even though Dory was already an old man when he died in his sleep after a terrible illness. It was a blessing and not a national tragedy like the murder of a president right on TV. And Rose was hardly a Jacqueline Kennedy, though she did know how to sew a tailored suit and make a pillbox hat, if it came to that. But where would she wear such a suit? In Miami, it was shorts and cotton skirts, shirt waists and sleeveless sheaths. You didn't need good millinery to play canasta or walk on the beach. New? So? Maybe Jackie made widowhood look good, but Rose knew better. After all, this was her second time, and she was no first lady with young children and a small fortune. At 64, two husbands dead, it was enough already. Maybe she'd amuse herself by reading about Jackie's goings-on. They always reported in the paper when she dined with her brother-in-law, Bobby, who was running for the Senate in New York, even though he was from Massachusetts and lived in D.C. No one was going to put in the paper that Rose Mayer was going out to dinner with Stan Samuelson. Stan would ask her, like he asked all the new widows, but Rose didn't plan on accepting. It was a shame assassinating a president, and so handsome. 1,000 days, they said. If he'd been Jewish, maybe 100. But she'd been lucky. 20 years with Sam, another 20 with Dory. She should complain? No. Rose was going to make a career out of being a widow this time. From now on, she wasn't going to do anyone else's laundry or fix anyone else's meals but her own. Not even Manny's. He was married. Let his wife take care of him. He and Jeannie had both asked her to stay. The kids, too. Grandma, won't you be lonely if you go back to Florida? What? It's a crime to be lonely? New Jersey is lonely. Where they live, everyone's young, married, raising kids. There's no place for an old lady in the suburbs. Besides, it's freezing this time of year. Who wants all that snow and ice? It's dangerous to walk outside. Not everyone clears the pavement. Enough already. Manny, she told him. Manny, I got my own life and you got yours. I'll come visit, maybe Pesach, for Passover, in the spring. Besides, she kissed Jeannie on the cheek. A woman doesn't want to have her mother-in-law in the house. Mom, Jeannie protested, we'd love to have you here, really. Well, I still got to go. I got to go home and think. What was she going to do? Go live with Manny, like he was asking every Sunday when they talked on the phone? Or, God forbid, visit him at his summer place? Every Sunday, they had the same conversation. Mom, come spend the summer with us in Vermont, he said. What would I do in Vermont all summer? She'd reply. What will you do in Florida all summer? I have a life here. Even Rose knew this was a feeble argument. Mom, ever since you moved to Florida, you've done nothing but complain. Isidore wanted to live here, Rose said. Mom, Manny dragged two syllables into the word, like he was still a little boy and not a grown man. God rest his soul. She meant Isidore, not Manny. It's cool in Vermont in the summer, Manny persisted. Cool. It's cold, even in summer. You can't stand the Miami heat come July. You've said so yourself. You become a prisoner to the air conditioner. At my age, you're a prisoner wherever you are. In Vermont, you'll be with your grandkids. She could hear the triumph in his voice, like he'd made Trump. And is there a shul in Vermont? She asked. Since when do you go to synagogue? And a kosher butcher? What am I going to do up there among the goyim? What's this? Have you suddenly gone religious? It's nice to have a choice, Rose said. You have a choice. Swelter in Florida or come to Vermont. Jeannie will take care of you. I'm not such an old woman I need to be taken care of. You know what I mean. You won't have to shop or cook. You can relax. Relax? You mean sit like a zombie? What am I going to do all day in this life you're subjecting me to? You can read. There's a library. And you can listen to music, hear Rudolf Serkin play. Rudolf Serkin? In Vermont? The Marlborough Music Festival. We'll get you tickets. Your favorite musicians play there. David Sawyer. See, you won't even be the only Jew. They repeated this argument with variations every Sunday. And every evening, Rose lit her candles. Thinking candles, she called them. After 36 nights of watching them vaporize into nighttime thoughts, Rose purchased another box of 72. And after those, another. She didn't travel north for Pesach. She stayed in Florida and thought. One night in late spring, Rose lit two candles, no longer in mourning, but in an affirmation of life. She was only 64 years old. She watched the candles burn into their sockets, and before retiring, she plugged the next day's tapers into the remaining puddle of wax. Rose was halfway through her fourth box of candles when she surprised her son one Sunday morning, after they'd both had enough time to read the week in review so they could argue about the news. But they didn't argue that Sunday, because after Rose said hello, she said, "Manny, I'm coming to Vermont."